Since the Trump administration announced it would allow new offshore oil and gas drilling along the eastern seaboard, governors up and down the coast have been demanding that their states be removed from the offshore leasing program. During a congressional hearing this week, Democratic Congressman Donald McEachin pressed Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke on the issue.
Why has Virginia not received the same consideration that you've offered other coastal states, particularly Florida?
Secretary Zinke responded that he heard from every member of the Florida delegation, and the governor there asked for an immediate meeting. Plus, he says there's already an existing moratorium for Florida. As far as the other states on the eastern seaboard, he says,
I can tell you most of the congressional districts on the coast are opposed to it, with a few exceptions. The governors on the East Coast, other than Maine and Georgia, is on the fence. On the East Coast, the governors are all opposed.
Unlike former Governor Terry McAuliffe, Virginia's new governor, Ralph Northam, is opposed to offshore drilling. He sent Zinke a letter outlining his opposition back in January, and since that time, Northam has talked on the phone with the secretary and met with him personally to ask Zinke to exclude Virginia from offshore drilling. So far, that hasn't happened. I'm Michael Pope.